T. Mitchell Bell is here. It's been a while since he shared his music, and it's good to welcome him back. What would you like to open up with?
Well, open up with. I think I'll open up with a single song. I was working on my new album and putting together an album, kind of a concept record, where one song leads into the next one. But this song's called Illusions. I played it the first time live on the air at WYEP in 1995, and it finally made its way onto a record now. So she wore a diamond ring as a token to her independence, waited for freedom's wings once more. Alone on a path of thorns, hesitation, attempt to fly, grounded by the wounds, attempt to march on. Don't you ever wonder what keeps you under your guard? Substituting your illusions for love. She filters rainbows, moving mountains in her mind, waiting for the rain to wash away her pain. Looking through one window, which he sees possibilities, blinded and confused, attempt to march on. Don't you ever wonder what keeps you under your guard? Your illusions for love. Why should I be for what I need? almost a lifetime, full of hatred, full of pride, rejected the bounty for her heart. Did you ever wonder what keeps you under your guard? Substituting your illusions for love.
Mitchell Bell at the Saturday Light Brigade. So that song, almost 20 years old, 17 yeah. years old. Did you put it aside for a while? Or?
Well, I had it, and then I kept wanting to put it on a record, but the last record, it kind of didn't fit. It's more of an Americana type of feel to the last one.
Mm-hmm.
And then on this album, I had many people say, come on, you got to record it.
Yeah, so what's the feel to the new CD?
Well, I was putting together a list of songs, and I had a couple of probably three albums worth, and I was trying to sort everything through, and I had some songs that were, you know, that would kind of fit together. They linked together. I said, oh, if I just do this and I do this, kind of like how the Beatles and Pink Floyd would take a section of one song, like in A Day of Life, how it would then it'd lead into another one. And then, so that's the overall feel of it, is that it's meant to really be listened to as an entire album. There are some songs on there that could be singles, but I tried to put it together as an entire album, and it's a challenge
to do that, right? I mean, you've got to really think carefully about what you want to say and how the songs are going to go and how they're going to fit.
Yeah,
and try to keep people engaged too as they listen. Now, it came out how recently? It's only been a few weeks, right?
Well, I kind of had a soft release out on Bandcamp where I was taking pre-orders, and the official like hard copy I'm shooting for the middle of December here, 12th of December. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I've done everything. I engineered, did all that on a MacBook Pro in my home studio, and brought in local musicians to play on the record. And it's taken a lot longer than I thought it would. Started fundraising for it last November, and we started recording in May. And I had some setbacks, stuff like that. The stuff that happens, wrist surgery, nothing major.
Mm. Yeah. Well, that's a setback. How are you?
It's getting better. I haven't been playing that much, so it's kind of actually rehab to play guitar. So I'm.
Wrist surgery for a guitar player is not so easy. Well, let's put it and its other partner wrist to use here. What would you like to play next?
Well, I'm going to do two songs off of the record that actually on the album go from one into the next. And the first song is called Iron Bird, and then the second song is called Freedom Rust, which I actually played this the last time I was on, but it's developed a lot since then and taken on a different beat. So you get the idea. Thank you. went up to the ticket gate. Ticket taker was running late, fell upon an early fate. Show must go on, town organ grinder with feet upon the moon. Listen to promises of kindness ended all too soon. On Fifth Avenue, executive gamble revenues. Man searches for a new saloon. Make a toast, wink an eye, 'cause now these wings are rusted. Iron bird won't fly. Lawmen they frown upon, hungry they look down upon. Making deals to legislate, lobbying back rooms. Bound by blood, this yoke we wear, the debt of war forced to bear. Labor sets the blood aboil, cowed indifference we must toil. Salesmen now are governors, point fingers at young mothers, tear babies from their arms, slowly raising the blade, wash their hands of any harm. And the ragman's son, he wanders now, turns and waves goodbye. Now his wings are rusted, the iron bird won't fly. They say pay no attention, monkey on a bag. It's been there for too long, that is just a fact. Years ago this land was green, we put money in the soil. The tide has turned and we learned to trade blood for oil. Fill the air and skies above with mystery cocktails. Chase it down with a shot of carbon to forget it was there. And I say, dear God, please save us, wash away all of the freedom rust. They say pay no attention to the deals made in back rooms. The oil men belch and bend, choke us on their fumes. Idiots of industry, blinded by their sheen. They advertise, it's no surprise, suddenly are green. Slavists with machinery lie about the facts. Hire evil experts, cover up their tracks. And I say, dear God, please save us, wash away all of the freedom rust. And this time it may be too late to undo the damage that's been done. Let us pray for a gentler fate for our children. The battle must be won. They said pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. I say we must act now or the outcome will be certain. The answer is here and it's blowing in the wind. Sunshine's not a daydream. It's energy, my friend. I don't care about your politics when your dirty air is making my kids sick. I don't care about your phony crisis. In the end, it leaves us more divided. And I say, dear God, please save us, wash away all of the freedom rust. And I say, dear God, please save us, wash away all of the freedom rust, freedom rust, freedom rust, freedom rust, freedom rust, freedom rust. Freedom Rose.
Two songs from T. Mitchell Bell and the upcoming release, Witness. It's out now for pre-orders, and you can go to his website for more details. We've linked to it. It's, I think, MitchellBell.com.
MitchBell.com.
MitchBell.com.
Or Bandcamp, it's tmitchellbell.bandcamp.com. But if you go to MitchBell.com, it'll take you to the website.
Makes it easy.
Yeah.
When did you adopt the T Mitchell?
You know, I always used to sign my name like that when I was a kid. Everybody called me Mitch. And so just to avoid confusion, yeah, I just put T on everything, and I stopped. You know, I stopped doing it. Everybody just calls me Mitch, but so I use that kind of as my stage name, and it stuck. I just wanted a different name other than, you know, Mitch.
But even as a kid, people were calling you Mitch, though. As a
kid, it was named after my dad and my grandfather, and Thomas, my dad. Oh, and I wanted to say today's my son's birthday, Chris. So happy birthday, Chris. He's a good 32 years old now. So
happy birthday, Chris. I hope you're tuned in. If you're tuned in, let us know. Send me a text. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. I'll relay it.
I wanted to make sure, that I said that. My dad, Thomas, my grandfather Mitch, so I guess they didn't want me to be called Junior, so I was always Mitch.
Where did you grow up?
In Washington, Pennsylvania, down, Steel Town.
And you still live in that area, right?
I'm in McMurray, which is, north of there, but
How, the Washington of your youth is very different than the Washington today, in terms of industry, especially.
Yeah, steel mills were the first to go, and then the glass factories. And I was there when that happened in the late 70s, early 80s, and actually used to have, my grandfather had a business called it was a rag business.
Hmm.
And I could go into the factories, and I went in, and I'm kind of grateful that I got a chance to actually see things while they were, in full swing or winding down. But now it's just ground zero for fracking, pretty much. That's what's going on. the trucks roll by, the big drilling rigs, it's if you look at some aerial photographs, it looks like just these big laid out drill rigs everywhere. It's a different world. Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. You mentioned having a chance to experience it. The plants that came from the industrial age, around the turn of the previous century, and I think about some of the automotive plants I've been to, and many steel mills that I've been to, and really very much a vestige of the past. I mean, of course, we're still making those things in this country, but some of the older plants where just about everything was due to the work of men and women without a whole lot of process control or automation or, quite a few more person hours per unit. And it's interesting to think back about that. One of the things I remember really clearly was going to a body plant, an auto body plant, mm-hmm. In Michigan, and seeing that plant when it was active and then coming back about a month later after it had been shut down.
Really?
And the noise, or I should say the silence, was deafening coming back. It was just amazing to be in this big building that had everything in it to make auto body parts, conveyors and chain drives and tools and dies, everything in it except people. And it was just incredible. Did your dad work in steel?
No, he's a musician, but I had relatives. My grandmother worked, she was the executive secretary at Washington Steel for like 30 years. And she had, a whole career with them and retired. And I thought that I thought I was going to grow up and go to work in a steel mill because of her connections. But it ended up actually being harder to get in.
Huh.
Because of the union and all that kind of stuff. And, there's a lot of,
A lot of work rules and
I had HR guy tell me, well, your uncle was a shop steward or something. I get you in a minute, but I'm kind of glad I didn't, but I got enough chance to go through and see what was done at the rolling mill and when they would finish the steel off and all that kind of stuff. And there's also the Jessup Steel Company was there. They're still Allegheny Ludlum, I think, owns them now. And they still do, they're still making stuff, but not like, I think at one time they had 750 employees. I think they're like down to like maybe 200, maybe just hanging on. It's like that everywhere, in this area. And, I try to, communicate that. I think we need a new, my personal belief is that we need to bring back manufacturing and kind of move into the green age, mm-hmm. Where we make stuff here again and become energy independent, with clean energy.
Yeah. You know? It may just happen. There's some things, afoot that, bode well for that. We'll see. T. Mitchell Bell is who's here with us today. He has a new album out. It's called Witness, and he's been playing some songs from it. It's a concept album meant to be listened to in, a sitting as the songs flow from one to the next. Do you have a song or two you'd like to do next?
Yeah. Actually, this is the title track, Witness. We were talking about the future, and that's really what the record is pretty much about. I wanted to kind of hope for the future. I know some of this stuff sounds kind of down, but it's...
Mm-hmm.
into the future we will fly, beyond the reign of our minds. Frozen choices are such Trojan horses, ready on the eve of discovery. Set free the armies, sight the blind. The code of survival, so show your arrival. All the justice that you have learned by the code of justice is only won when it's earned. No judge can bear my witness. No jury can see the fate. Your hands are knowing past such quickness. Here's the knowledge too late. Is the knowledge too late? Into the future we will fly, beyond the reign of the dark. Humble masses, time slowly passes. Within the hour of discovery, set free the arrows, find their mark. No judge can forbear my witness. No jury can see the fate. Your hands are knowing past such quickness. But is the knowledge knowledge too late? Into the future we will fly, beyond the reign of our minds.
T. Mitchell Bell and Susan in Washington wrote to indicate how much he is enjoying listening to you today. Also,
thanks,
Bob. And Bob, is that your mom? Bob in Washington wrote, is your mom's name Susan? That's great, yeah, if it's her. Bob earlier in Washington, who I don't think is a relative, wrote earlier to mention that he's happy to hear you on the radio this morning. And it's about 8 minutes before noon. This is really going fast. There's probably time, well, we have about 5 or 6 minutes of radio time left, which is either one or two songs, depending on...
this is one. This is probably a oneer. A oneer.
Your songs tend to be a little longer. I thank you for being here. It's gone really fast. And, you know, it's refreshing that a concept type of album is out to listen to that really challenges you and invites you to sit down and listen from start to finish.
Yeah, it's... I was going to do another Americana record, but it seems like every band out there is an Americana band. And so I decided to just, you know, do a classic rock kind of album, something that I've always kind of wanted to do. So it's a throwback, but a. So I guess this last song is it's another oldie. It never made it, it almost made it on the last record. Called Stolen Horses. It's about Native American indigenous rights. And I'll try to pull it off acoustically. We have a full band on this one with guitar solos and all that good stuff. So. Dawn is burning the other side of town. The old man sits and watches sun going down, shouting, "Hi-ho, silver, the heroes cannot ride." He is standing, wisdom staff in hand, but there's no more promised land. Raises his fist to the heavens and shakes it with pride. I was fooled, this was not foretold. Streets around me, they were paved with gold. But now they crumble from the weight of the greed. Kind of blessing, what form of curse could betray me, change my best to my worst? Are you listening? Won't you feel my needs? Yeah. Give me back my stolen horses. I don't think you understand. Give me back my stolen horses. I want you off this land. Around you, man, why do you plead? Troubles are many, but now you're truly free. Listen closely to the witness you have left inside. You've been given everything you choose in this game. You chose to lose, cause from your indifference you could never hide. So listen, mister, am I to blame? I have only created this game. You have made choices. Time has come to rest. The longer will I have to sit and look while you do not heed the words from my books. Now you ask me answers after the test. Give me back my stolen horses. I don't think you understand. Give me back my stolen horses. I want you off this land, yeah. Give me back my stolen horses. I don't think you understand. Give me back my stolen horses. I want you off this land, yeah. Give me back my stolen horses. I don't think you understand. I don't think you understand.
T. Mitchell Bell, thank you.
Thanks. And I'm blow up your compressor there.
You sounded fine. Thanks. Look for T. Mitchell Bell at mitchellbell.com and his latest album, Witness. Thanks also to Gemini Theater for being here to preview Sleeping Beauty Holiday, and to Kentucky-based, Mexican-born guitarist Dieter Hennings, who will be in concert tonight with Ensemble Ripieno at the Charity Randall Theater, 8 p.m. in Oakland. We appreciate your coming down, Dieter, along with Frederico Garcia of Ensemble Ripieno. Also, Susan Stauber and her little sister, Jeanne, along with Cheryl Jones from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, and Girl Scout Troop 52569 of West Deer Township. Join us again next Saturday for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio.